It is Sunday best, albeit a little later than normal. We're partially waiting to see if we have any clarity on the situation as to whether or not the game will go ahead. It's Neil Atkinson. I'm joined by Ella Frederick. I'm joined by Belinda Barty. And I'm joined by Mike Kearney. I'm also just staring longingly out of my window, looking at snow and slush as it gathers on at least the streets of Waterloo. Not quite sure about the streets of Anfield at this point in time or where public transport's up to. We may well get to that towards the end of this if we turn it around quickly. There's meant to be an inspection at 11:45 or a safety meeting at 11:45. It's currently 11:05 at the time of recording. So what we're going to start off with, Ella, is we're going to start off laughing at Arsenal. At some point, someone is going to say, when you are 1-0 up and you're a side that has the ambition of winning the league and it is the first half, why on earth are you all time wasting? There's this thing that everyone said, well, the set-piece coach likes them to dwell on the corners to build the tension. But it isn't just the corners. It's the throw-ins. It's the goal kicks. It's anything that involves the goalkeeper. It's the staying down at every opportunity. Ella Frederick, explain to me why these men are not cowards.
Honestly, I don't get the uproar. I mean, I get that it was essentially a penalty you might have never seen before, but there was 80 minutes or so in that game where you could have scored more than one goal. They even had opportunities to either win or extend their lead. In the first half, they were completely better and we just didn't capitalize. And especially in this day and age with VAR, you need to be at least 2-0 up because you never know, something like that could happen. And it can completely switch the game. So I think they can only blame themselves. They're obviously lacking in attack with Saka being out injured. He was their star man. But I don't have sympathy for them. And I thought it was a penalty. So, yeah.
I mean, I think on balance, the sort of penalty that should be probably given more, Belinda. I take the idea of it's not given that much, but it should probably be given more. But for me, it isn't just about that. And it isn't even just about Saka. For me, one of the key things about this is whenever I watch this Arsenal side is the extent to which they're happy to surrender the initiative in games.